I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy in my dressing room before the show. Tonight's going to be good. We have got Portia Williams and Dr. Jackie. Paging Dr. Jackie, Dr. Simone Toya. That is my impression of the Married to Medicine show open. Part of it. Anyway, but I guess you figured that out if you watch Married to Medicine. And if you don't, why don't you? It's a good show. And I love Dr. Jackie. She's like the backbone of the show. But she's going through it this season. Her husband cheated on her, Curtis, and it's horrible. And we all love Dr. Jackie so much. And she delivered baby Ace, Candy's baby. Did you know that? I did. And I'm sharing it with you. You know why? Because you're my friend. And I share things with my friends, but only appropriate things. Anyway, Portia is always a great guest. Lots to talk to her about. And I think it's going to be a really lively, fun show. So enjoy.
She no longer puts meat in her face, and she delivered baby Ace. It's Watch What Happens Live with Portia Williams and Dr. Jackie now. Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse with two Atlanta women who are only separated by a couple degrees, one of them being medical. I believe in giving credit where credit is due, and at Sheree's 70s party tonight, I was impressed she didn't think Soul Train was a literal train. It's Atlanta housewife Portia Williams. And this season on Married to Medicine, she's been sharing a difficult personal journey, and we are so glad she's here so we can heap some love her way. Welcome back, our friend Dr. Jackie. Hi, Dr. Jackie. Do the two of you actually know each other?
Yes.
We've met a couple times.
I love the blonde hair.
Thank you.
I mean, it seems to be a trend on Housewives of Atlanta. First NeNe and Sheree.
Well, you know, but I'm doing it the right way.
All right.
I'm just playing.
Since this is our last show before the Thanksgiving break, over at the bar, it's a person I'm very thankful for because she is the best cook I know. It is our teleprompter operator, Dave's grandma, Grandma Libby. Oh. Do you cook for Thanksgiving?
I can't hear.
Do you cook for Thanksgiving?
Why not?
Yes.
All right.
All right. Dave, pack me some leftovers, my brother. Help a man out. Let's get started. Dr. Jackie, man, what an emotional journey for you this season. Oh. Found out right at the top of the season that Curtis had cheated on you. Yeah. I know you filed for divorce. How soon did you file after finding out the news?
On day 3.
Really?
Yes.
Day three,
yes.
Wow. Who was most supportive in your friend group to you?
All of the ladies have been very supportive. I can honestly say they've all met a need in some way. Obviously, I know Simone well, and Heavenly's become a great friend, so I've talked to them a lot. But
yeah. It's interesting because people seem to go to you for strength, mm-hmm. and now you're the person who needs it the most.
Strong people need strong people.
Yeah.
There you go.
Learn that.
Strong. Portia, it really made me laugh when you took your mom and Lauren to beautify your bodies tonight. take a look.
I thought we would try this. It's the body wrapping.
We're going to go ahead and get started with those measurements.
I want you to measure between my thighs right here.
26.4.
Damn, my thighs the size of what my waist used to be. Ooh, this grown woman weight do not play.
Yeah, get that underarm fat.
Now I done got us up here looking like some rap hot dogs.
Thanks, Portia.
I know. It's like I look like the Abominable Snowman.
Your butt is busted out.
You can't hold me down. Somebody will tip me.
Yes. By the way, tonight, Candy threw a little shade your way about the Africa trip. It is time for our Shady Boot moment of the night.
Portia was saying that she can't go to the wedding because she can't afford a first class ticket to Africa for this wedding because of her.
She got another condition.
Is this the same one from the mental institution?
You can't go to Africa for your best friend's wedding? Well, I'm sure if it was an African there waiting to hook up with your ass, you would get there.
I'm glad they are so concerned about Portia. This put me in front of her scenes because they're the Portia scenes.
I loved Sheree's party tonight. I love the Soul Train line.
We had so much fun.
It looked like it. Then also, I also love Sheree freaking out on the party planner. We remixed kind of both the Soul Train line with her freak out. Take a look.
Oh my God.
And I'm sitting here, I'm about to tear the fuck up because I'm not happy. This bitch just canceled. I'm f-ing livid. Just f-ing get this off me. Dude, this is bitch. I'm not happy that you would do this to my mother.
That looked like so much fun. That looked like a great time.
Theme party, and we really got into it. We didn't even think about the cameras. We just let loose.
That was great. I know you have a lot of questions for Portia and Dr. Jackie, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, Dr. Jackie was shaken to her core by allegations of infidelity made against her husband, Curtis, but nothing could compare to the pain of finding out it was true. Take a look.
I don't think for one moment I've ever thought that I would end up in a place that I'm in. I just never thought he would cheat.
So you gonna say in your marriage?
It was humiliating, to say the least. But the one thing I've learned with this, you don't stop loving the person.
I didn't want anybody else giving it to you as gossip.
It is the mistress giving her version of the story. I'm humiliated.
I have some stuff for you today.
Is it your birthday?
My husband sends a gift every day.
I am taking my time and deciding if a divorce is what is good for me. I don't have any answers.
Did the gifts help your heart at all, by the way?
Well, a girl always loves a gift.
Yes. Yeah.
But help my heart? No. It was definitely helpful to know that he was trying something.
Yeah. Well, here's what, Dr. Jackie, it seems like the problems in your marriage made all of your friends kind of question their own marriages. I want to go through some of the issues that the other women have been having, and you tell me what you think. Toya and Eugene, they're in a sexual rut. What do you think they should do to create more time for each other?
Exercise
together?
In the bed?
Start in the gym.
Simone and Cecil still live in between two houses. It seems like it's affecting their relationship.
It is.
And do you think that the two houses are a good idea?
Not at all.
You don't? Okay. Quad and Gregory. Quad thinks Gregory does not appreciate her. Do you think she's right?
I think he needs some classes.
He needs some classes.
Yes, he needs some classes on appreciating your wife.
Heavenly and Damon, she seems to be taking out what happened in your marriage on Damon. Does she have anything to worry about, or what do you think about that?
Well, Heavenly has the marriage from Jesus. No problem.
Right.
And she'll kill him.
There you go. Thank you, Dr. Jackie. Second, Portia may be a baby vegan, but how is the veganism going?
It's going really good.
You look great.
Thank you. I'm a baby vegan, and, you know, just being busy all the time, sometimes, you know, there may be a slip up, especially on the road like I am right now.
Okay. Well, she may be a baby vegan, but she hasn't given up beef with NeNe. Here's what. Take a look back at NeNe and Portia so far this season as they trade shade. Take a look.
Portia has the nerve to not be talking to me.
Now, why is she not talking to
me? I don't know. I did give her some advice that I don't think she liked.
She was like, she needs to be fired.
Freaking fraud. Those are the two that I would get rid of right away, honey.
Just because you and I don't have a relationship anymore doesn't mean you have to try to ruin me.
What is your problem?
You know, sat on that show and said you want me fired.
I'm not going back 3 weeks.
But your thing is to build someone up and then tear them down.
I'm not having a conversation.
The only way NeNe will address this conversation is if it looks like my lips are perched and I'm ready to kiss her big ass.
All right.
I love your shady cameras. They just zoomed in on her butt when I said that. I was like, okay.
I know, it's bad. Were you, so when you saw her on Watch What Happens Live, before that, were you feeling okay about her? Or
before that, I really didn't have any feelings because we hadn't spoken in 2 years. But when I watched the episode from everybody sending it to me, I just thought she was vicious. I thought what she was saying was very just vicious and trying to just damage my character that night.
Finally, on the next Married to Medicine, when the women go to lunch, Toya tries to bring up her husband's masturbation habits, and it completely fails to whet anyone's appetite. Here's a sneak peek of that episode. This comes up on December 1st. Take a look.
Jackie, your husband cheated. What's the difference between him cheating and my husband jacking off as opposed to having sex with
him? That putting you in a position, because it concerns me, that it makes you more vulnerable that you would cheat?
I feel like my needs are not being met. I feel like I'm looking left and right. Oh, he hot.
So let me ask you a question again.
How often you getting it?
I'm not gonna divulge that to you.
Well, I'm not gonna talk about none of my personal
stuff. Don't.
We can't talk about when we're having sex with our husbands and we're supposed to be friends, lifting each other up. Really?
Well,
all right, here's what. Since we're sneaking peeks, here is a sneak peek of the next Atlanta Housewives, where penis talk also pops up in conversation.
Of course, guys, of course.
Just brace yourselves, because this is a doozy. Take a look.
Congratulations on your marriage.
None of us have met him.
It ain't gonna happen, bitch, because he don't exist.
Shut the up, okay? Why do you have such a hard on for me? Didn't they cut it off during your reassignment surgery?
Well, where is he?
Worry about your husband.
My husband's real, bitch.
As real as your hair.
Your tits, your ass, that whole ugly face ain't f***ing real.
Worry about your botched surgery.
You have something to hide.
Worry about pimping your daughter out, bitch.
Let me tell you something, bitch.
Let me tell you something, bitch.
Okay, you can see the next Real Housewives of Atlanta right here next Sunday. And over at the bar, I have to apologize to Grandma Libby for that filthy language in the last act. So, thank you, Grandma Libby. Portia, Derek S. wants to know, if you toked it up at all before Sheree's 70s party, your eyes looked a little bloodshot.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a party.
Do you smoke it up a little bit?
Oh, no. Wait.
I said, did you toke it up?
Oh, no. I did not toke anything.
Oh, okay. Well, I take back my
No.
High five.
Wait, give it back. No, I had my little Hennessy. I did have my drink.
Oh, okay. You had Hennessy.
Yeah, but no, I ain't smoked nothing.
Okay. Dr. Jackie, Allison Ann from Lake Forest, California. Do you think the other husbands defend Curtis because they, too, have cheated?
That's a good point. Let's say yes.
All right. Wow. Dr. Jackie, Marissa H. said, do you honestly believe Curtis's mistress didn't know he was married?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
I was about to answer that.
Okay, and Portia doesn't either.
Right. No. Thank you.
Yeah.
No, and because the main thing was, if he's having you put the hotel room in your name every single time,
right.
Come on. And
right.
Then his wife is on a reality show. Come on.
Thank you.
And I am Dr. Jackie.
Excellent. Yes, you are. Paige and Dr. Jackie.
Right.
Dr. Simone. Toya.
Superstar.
Portia, Diane Al from Cincinnati, do you think Candy will ever forgive you for spreading the rumors last year?
I hope so.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, Pamela from Salem, Oregon is on the line. Hey, Pamela, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Portia. Okay. Hi, Portia.
Hi, lovely.
I have a two-part question. One, okay. Have you met Kenya's husband? And two, why do you think she was so secretive about her wedding?
Okay, one, yes, I have met her husband. Number two, I think that outside of the show, after going the whole season, in the beginning, I was like, I don't even know if this man exists. But towards the end, after seeing how she's changed a bit, I just feel like she wanted to have a personal life and didn't want to have it on the show. I didn't think it was fair at first, but hey, it's her choice, and that's what she ended up doing.
Let's go to Lorraine from Lancaster. Hey, Lorraine, what's your question?
My question is for Portia.
Okay.
When was the last time you talked to Phaedra, and do you ever think that she and Candy will mend their issues?
I've tried all season and hoped with Candy, but it hasn't happened, so I don't know if that'll happen with Phaedra and Candy. But I have talked to Phaedra. I text her happy birthday, and on my birthday, she texted me happy birthday as well. So we have had small communication.
Yeah. Small communication.
Yeah.
Dr. Jackie, Jasmine G wants to know if you feel Dr. Heavenly is being too nosy about your business during your boxing match.
Well, Heavenly is very inquisitive, and having the perfect life that she has, I think that she's trying to learn a lot from me.
Okay. So, you know. Lori from San Diego has a question for Dr. Jackie. Hey, Lori, what's your question?
Love you, Andy.
Love you back.
My question for Dr. Jackie, what did you do with all of the expensive gifts Curtis sent to your office?
Oh, I carry them everywhere I go. I
use them. You're a youth now.
Yes.
You're a youth now. Hello.
Yes. Please.
Hey, thank you.
Exactly.
By the way, so the show is airing. People, your personal life is really out there in a way that it's not been. Is that awkward for you with your patients? Do they come to you and start asking you what's going on? Is that weird for you?
Andy, the very first 15 minutes of the visit, you have a few patients who kind of go, well, how are you?
Right.
And they wait on me to say something. And I'm doing great. I'm making it a great day. Well, you look like you're tired.
Right.
You know, so it just kind of, they try to fish for the right.
That must be so odd for you.
Yes. It extends the visit by 15 minutes that I don't get paid for.
It's game time, everybody. Even though I am very busy, I'm always there for my staff if they ever want to talk or have any questions. The only problem is their questions are usually something their parents should have explained to them, and it's starting to get weird. So since we have a doctor here, we're going to play that classic, Just the Sex Tip. Dr. Jackie, my staff members have anonymously submitted some sex and relationship questions. They're ashamed of never having learned the answers to. Do your best to help them. Portia, you can jump in.
Here's my nurse. My nurse.
Okay, yes, I'm the nurse.
Yeah, and Libby, close your ears, Grandma Libby. Okay, very good. Thank you very much. Okay, what is the perfect penis size for a woman to handle?
I think it depends on the woman.
Okay.
You know, we like an average 7-8.
Is that average?
Oh, is that average? Yeah. Oh, I've been suffering.
wait, too big or too small?
Too small.
Oh!
Are there any benefits to yoni eggs? Portia tried this last year.
I mean, I believe it helps to build muscle strength.
Okay.
And so if you're, you know, squeezing on the egg and you can hold it, it gives you more muscle strength there.
Portia, have you done it anymore?
Well, I did the one class and aced it, so.
Hey. My boyfriend watches a lot of porn. How much is too much? Should I be worried if my boyfriend is watching a lot of porn?
I don't like that.
Especially if he's substituting intimacy with her, with porn.
Yeah.
Yes, that's too much.
Yeah.
Any natural remedies to help me improve my climax?
Other than the right guy.
Right.
You know?
Well, you need to be in love. Yes. Because if you're in love, then size doesn't matter because the intimacy for me is all mental. So I can get
Well,
there
I think knowing your body, though, because, you know, knowing the being able to communicate,
yeah.
like right here, mm-hmm. you know, a little bit here.
And help him out. Help him out. Jazz fingers. Help him out. Ding, 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 ding.
Hey, she can have a job in my office.
Thank you. I got another job. Here you go.
Okay. Number one rule when it comes to sex on the first date.
Don't have
yeah.
it.
Don't have it. You agree.
Yeah.
How many calories do you burn during sex? Do you know?
Is it depends on who you're having sex with.
You're very athletic, Ms. Jackie.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing, guys. Dr. Jackie, Eric G. said, do you know Kim Zolciak, and is having that many kids bad for you physically?
Absolutely not.
No.
No. Have all the babies you want, America.
Yes.
That's right.
Call me when you're pregnant.
Dr. Jackie, Wendy V. emailed, when is the last time you talked with Mariah or Lisa Nicole?
I actually saw Lisa at a breast cancer function. And I, you know, I got a gift from Mariah when the season started.
Very nice. Yeah, Portia Danielle Z wants to know if you've been to the Old Lady Gang restaurant yet.
I haven't.
You have not?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Portia, what's going on with your dating life?
I'm single. I am single.
And are you dating?
You know, I'm dating. I'm text dating. I'm so busy. I'm really concentrated on my career.
Is that
right
satisfying?
Now.
Text dating?
It is very satisfying. You know, mentally, physically.
You've been sexting.
Physically, it's not, okay? But mentally, it's good because in between breaks, I can have somebody to text and talk to and be supportive. But I am going to take a break here coming up. When I finish my play, our play, Two Can Play That Game, mm-hmm. stage play with Vivica Fox.
I'll have.
Thank you. That's what I'm doing right now on the weekend. Right. So when I finish that, I'll have.
Is that for
time.
Feeling?
For what?
Text dating.
You know what? It's just kind of what it transitioned into with me being busy. And, you know, I used to be so focused on having a man.
Yeah.
Then now I'm
yeah.
actually happily single.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
We got to make the time. And by the way, welcome. Lauren is here, everybody. It's
yes.
great to see you. You look Sissy. Gorgeous, by the way. Are you still living with Portia? Yes.
No. Moved back in with my now fiance.
Okay,
yeah,
very good.
She's getting
congratulations.
Married.
Congratulations.
Yeah. See? Well,
it's time for my mazel today. Since Thanksgiving is almost upon us, I thought we could all say what we are thankful for.
Oh, yes.
You want to go first, Dr. Jackie?
Sure. I am absolutely thankful that I have allowed all of my pain to have a purpose.
All right. That's good. Portia, what about you?
I am thankful for my family. I am thankful for the joy that God has given me naturally. I don't have to get it from anybody. I'm just generally happy, and I love that.
That's nice. I would say I am thankful for my health and my family and
yeah.
my wonderful family here.
Yes!
Thank you. I'm thankful for you. I want to thank Portia, Dr. Jackie, and Grandma Libby. I'm thankful for you, Grandma Libby. It is the After Show with Portia Williams and Dr. Jackie, Real Housewives of Atlanta and Married to Medicine. Behind the bar, it is Grandma Libby Bitterman. And she is the great-grandma of Elliot and Cam, who are both two very cute kids. I've
Aww.
Seen them myself. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Oh, hi. This is Jessica. I'm calling from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Hey, Jessica, what's your question?
Hi. My question's for Portia, and it is, Portia, what do you think it's going to take for you and Nene to be friends again?
You know, for me, I had to learn how to approach the situation. You know, she's a diva. You know, she can be proud, and I'm sure I have some pride, too. So it just had to take time and me not forcing the situation. I have loved her. She has loved me. We were sisters in the past, and I'm sure we can get back to that place.
You have a very dramatic trip to San Francisco coming up.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I started the season. I didn't want any drama, but it just started coming.
Ain't that the way? Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. It's Abby from Virginia.
Hey, what's your question?
My question is for Dr. Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Jackie, I know Dr. Heavenly has her issues, but where do you stand with Dr. Contessa?
I love Dr. Contessa.
You do.
She's a mixture of everybody. I mean, she can get a little crazy and out of the box. She can be very sensitive. You know, she's a physician, and she understands the lifestyle of trying to balance being a wife, a mom, and a doctor. So she's a little bit of everybody. So
yeah.
A little Sybil.
Okay, well, I don't know if that's a compliment.
And some days, maybe not.
Dr. Jackie, I know that Candy is a patient of yours. Are any of the other Atlanta Housewives patients of yours?
Is that a HIPAA violation?
I guess it is,
yeah.
Isn't it? Okay, all right. Very good. Damn. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Clubhouse. This is Dina and my little dog, Nellie, calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hey, what's your question?
Hey. So my question is for Portia. Portia, what did you make of Candy and her friend making fun of your health issues at Shamia's party?
I thought that was just classless. I thought that was ridiculous. And I don't know. I thought more of Candy. I didn't hear that they were saying those things at the table. I just thought more of her. I mean, here she is. You know, she has all these jobs. She has a child of her own. She has a family. I wouldn't think that she would find it in her heart to make fun of anybody's illness. I almost passed out the other day at Dish Nation. It's a condition that has plagued me for a while now. So I take it very seriously, and that really did hurt me to see her and her friends act like that.
What is it called?
Vasovagal syncope.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dr. Jackie, have you heard of that?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. It runs in my family. My mother has it and my brother.
Miss Diane looks great.
Doesn't she look amazing? Yeah, Curves hooked her up. I mean, she looks amazing.
Who's Dr. Curves?
Dr. Curves in Atlanta, honey.
Why isn't Dr. Curves on Married to Medicine?
I don't know.
Maybe give him a call.
All right.
Free is it a him or a her?
It's a him.
It is.
Yes.
You know who Dr. Curves is?
I know Dr. Curves.
You'll be seeing him on this season of Housewives.
Oh, okay.
I don't know Dr.
Yes.
Curves.
Yes. Oh, okay.
You know, I give my
Curves. Do you know Sheree's life coach, Jack Daniels? Her life coach's name is Jack Daniels.
Is that his name?
Yes.
I don't know. I didn't see her
scene. Are you serious?
Yes. You didn't see her scenes. You fast forward through Sheree's scenes, Portia?
No.
Well, she's been on with the life coach a few times.
No, I just happened not to see them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I do know that, I've talked to
Vicky. No shade. I'm not trying to shade.
No, Vicky Gunvalson only watches her own scenes. She fast forwards through the others.
But when you're busy, I mean, you know, I'm never home on Sundays. Again, okay. I'm on the road.
I know,
on
but
Sundays.
We send you advance copies
and
of the show.
And I fast forward to Portia. Okay.
You do. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Fine. That's all. It's very common. You're not the only one.
But when I'm not busy, I watch the whole thing, and I damn sure watch all of Married to Medicine.
Oh, right. That's very nice. That's Dr. Jackie, do you fast forward through the other scenes, or do you watch them all?
I watch them all.
You do?
I do. I'm always wanting to know. You have to have your plan and your strategy of what's being said, and you sometimes don't even realize what you said.
Oh, that's true.
You know, you'll watch and go, did I say that?
Right.
And so, yeah, I always want to know what I've said.
I always have that reaction.
Yeah, what I should have said. Yeah.
I want to thank Portia, Dr. Jackie, and Grandma Libby. For more, click around BobbleTV.com. Good night, everybody. Wow, that was fun. That was a lot of energy. And what you didn't see was there were like 18 high fives during the show. And I love that Dr. Jackie and Portia really, really connected. And Portia was super into her. And I just love Dr. Jackie's strength. And Portia was super blonde, which is so funny. It's so funny that everyone on Atlanta went blonde out of nowhere. Also, I felt a little funny because we played just a lot of dirty games. And our teleprompter operator, Dave, his grandma was behind the bar. And there was just, I always feel bad when there's, you know, cursing or inappropriate things. When there's like an elderly person there. But then it dawned on me that Grandma Libby is maybe a little deaf. So I don't know that she heard the objectionable material. So isn't that a happy ending to that story? Okay, that's it for today. Talk to you soon.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.